It's Friday, and Sonia Sorich is here.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with Sonia on Fridays for the region's business news. A new marijuana business park could be coming to the city of Sacramento, and if approved, it would be the largest local operation of its kind. Sonia, how big of a project are we talking about?
This proposed business park would be more than 300,000 square feet. It would be a cannabis cultivation, production, and manufacturing facility. And as you noted, its size would make it the largest such operation to open in the area since California voters approved legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in 2016. But of course, this business park is not a done deal. Because of its size, it needs approval from the city's planning commission.
Has a site been picked out for this place yet?
Yeah, it would be on what's now empty land at the end of a cul-de-sac on Wayne Court, and that's within a largely industrial area of southeast Sacramento.
Who's behind this project?
Well, we know it comes from a group called Kaya Development, but we don't know too many details beyond that, though it does appear that Kaya is affiliated with a cannabis company based in Southern California.
What do you think this project could mean for jobs in the Sacramento cannabis industry?
Well, if it moves forward, the business park would include 14 single-story buildings and possibly several different tenants. Collectively, those businesses could have more than 160 employees.
Let's talk about a different kind of business park. There was a new development this week at a downtown Sacramento project called the Food Factory.
Yes. Now, the Food Factory is ultimately envisioned as a food industry startup place where new businesses can kind of fine-tune their craft. It's at 15th and C Streets on the north end of downtown. And now there is some activity at the site with locally based Can-Can Cocktails mixing its first batch of drinks in its new production space at the Food Factory.
And Can-Can Cocktails sounds sort of familiar. They've been around for a while, right?
Yeah, as its name suggests, Can-Can Cocktails makes cocktails that are served in cans. You've probably seen its products at places such as Golden One Center and Nugget Markets. Before getting up and running at Food Factory, Can-Can was making its products elsewhere. Now, this new space will allow the company to move up in scale.
All right, so Can-Can's doing their thing at this food factory. Does this mean we could also see other businesses entering the food factory?
We haven't heard too much about other businesses that are planned for the project, which comes from Andrea Lepore of Hot Italian. Can-Can is in a separate private space, but a main feature of Food Factory is expected to be its communal and commercial kitchen that's designed for startups. We'll probably have to wait and see which businesses end up in that portion of the project.
Another story this week had to do with a new business that's ready for customers at the revamped University Village shopping area. And surprisingly, it's not a restaurant.
Yes, that's right. You and I often talk about the dining additions to this project at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard, which is being rebranded as the UV. But now a locally owned fitness studio at the center is ready for customers. It's called Edge Studios, and it offers cycling and yoga in addition to climbing classes that use these new machines called power towers. It's sort of a modern take on the traditional stair stepper with resistance and weight training piled in.
The fitness business seems to be getting a lot more crowded. How does this new place plan to attract customers?
Well, the climbing is a unique feature. It has a lot of appeal on that end. Of course, there's also the momentum that comes with the various changes at the UV. And then there's a lot of other unique twists. You'll find a lot of those in its yoga studio, which includes bamboo flooring and a Himalayan salt wall. Needless to say, this place is different than your typical big box gym. Single classes at Edge can cost between $19 and $24.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.